Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the Tennessee Capitol today as lawmakers began a special session to consider splitting Memphis's Democratic stronghold into reliably red districts. Lawmakers will likely only have 3 days to redistrict, a process that usually takes months. Tennessee's NAACP President Gloria Sweetlove decried the redistricting effort before a crowd of protesters.
I want you to get mad. Not angry. I want you to get mad. Yeah. When we get mad, we fight. Yeah. And when we fight, we win.
Republicans struck down Democratic proposals to give the public more feedback in the redistricting process. GOP leadership quashed efforts to hold public meetings with constituents or to release the proposed maps publicly 72 hours before the final vote. Today is a local election day in Tennessee. Many communities are holding primaries for judges and school board members. In some races, like the school board seats and county clerk position in Davidson County, today's primary will determine the election. In some communities, including Rutherford, Williamson, and Wilson counties, the county mayor and some commissioner seats are up for grabs. Polls close at 7. Tennessee is set to execute Tony Carruthers on May 21st. His attorneys are meeting with Governor Bill Lee today to discuss clemency, according to a press release. They filed the petition on April 20th. It argues that Carruthers is likely innocent and notes that there was no physical evidence placing him at the scene. They say his conviction relied mostly on paid informant testimony. Back when the case was first tried, no DNA samples matched Carruthers. The state's ACLU chapter argues that those samples, as well as some that were never tested, need to be run again. The organization sued for this testing. It also notes that the DNA has never been compared to that of another suspect in the case. Carruthers' clemency petition also says he is incompetent to be executed because of mental illness and brain damage. For more local news, you can go to WPLN, or you can stay tuned. We'll be airing This is Nashville at 7 p.m.